We are Brightside.
Home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
Nice. Did you notice last week, Steve, did you hear it back? And like your recording is like dead on for like every time you do it.
Yeah. It's the same every time, isn't it? You might as well just use the recording.
I know. Like, you could just start mouthing it, or that would be funny. Like, you'll mouth it and it'll be off and everybody will be like, oh yeah, your audio's off, DJ.
You always get the blame for that.
Yeah. If there's something to get blamed for, well, of course. That's what happens, you know, when you're in charge. And oh boy. Marcus, and the smell. Yeah. Yes. Nope. I showered, just got in the door. I texted Steve right when I got in the door. I'm like, muddy, cold and wet. So give me a minute. So,
I hate it when he talks dirty.
Yeah. That's not what you said earlier.
Well, obviously, I don't want people to know.
Exactly. Some things got to stay private.
Yeah. What goes on off air stays off air.
Yeah. That's right. I literally jumped on what, like 5 minutes ago, 7 minutes ago, Steve? Chat is going crazy. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. Awesome. We got a lot of, I said, sorry, just whatever. And somebody's like, no problem. We're having fun in the chat. I was like, all right, cool.
Remind us.
Yeah. That's awesome. Rachel's in there. Look at, I'm doing your job now. Steve, why don't you take over so I can rest?
Yeah. Go
second.
On course. Yeah. We have, it has been going crazy since, before we were due to start. So Mikey beat Steve at in the chat one more time, which is becoming a little bit of a thing. Because Steve Hatt says you beat me again. Mikey's in. Now with added puppy. Steve Hatt's in. Van Gool is in. He was asking about June 2. Johnny Speakers is in. And I do believe we have. Oh, yeah, Paul's in, of course. And we've got Mark V. It was good to see him again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So long has it been since we've seen Mark V in the chat. This is how he started.
Yeah.
Mark
yeah, yeah,
V,
yeah.
Rise.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark. We've moved on, man. We've moved on. Let's not go there again.
Yeah. We kind of bring it up every week, though, don't we?
We do. That is fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So, and, Dom is in. We've got Zombie Russ Vibes in. Scruffy's in. Rachel's dropped in as well.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel.
Yeah.
Hi, Van
and,
Cool. Mark Steve. Is, yeah. All yeah. Yeah, great. Cool. Awesome.
Yep.
Zombie Russ all here. Yep. Yeah. I know just by those numbers and looking at the number, there are more people just watching quietly.
Yeah. Well, that's creepy, but also perfectly understandable.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
if you are watching, guys, you want to just say hi, we'll happily say hi back.
Yep.
It's a very inclusive environment.
Well, so we try to,
yes.
To be fair, cause it's like sometimes we'll miss and it's like, I know I've been in other people's chats and you're like, hi, and you never hear anything back, but it's busy or you'll make a comment and it doesn't get anything. But everybody in the chat, it's pretty active and they're having great conversations. That's awesome. So thanks guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Jordan, there you go. Steve Att has stepped up. I might as well bring it up now. I'm not sure if there's going to be a takeover Tuesday next week. Not for trying. Just my schedule. I've got every day is booked right till the end. I've got meetings, house meetings. I've got stuff going on and then I'm trying to get some time away too. So, but Steve Att has stepped up and I got right back to him. He's like, oh crap. Didn't think it was going to be this quick. But yeah, I'll get back to everybody. If you want to schedule something, just let me know. I'll get you on the list. And, when I can get open, it's nice to have a few people to go to because I don't know when I'm going to be able to do them. So if I have more people and then I'm able to just like, I'll just pop it out. Maybe I'll do that in the green room or something or in the whole, on the Twitter or whatever, something like that where people can just, we'll just have a conversation. I'll be like, whenever I'll put my time out. You know, a Google calendar might work. Maybe I'll do that for everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody want to organize that for me? That'd be great. but yeah, it's crazy. We're not going to talk about the house right here. That is literally my experiences for the week. I haven't had anything more than an hour to myself, and I'm getting that at 5:30 in the morning. And I'm watching Daredevil. So I'll talk a little bit about that later. And then my experiences for the week are the house and the top of the home theater, if you will. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go with that. But sorry for ranting on here, Steve. How are you doing, buddy? We talk beforehand and then we do a little banter when we get on. I haven't even had a chance to ask you, buddy. How are you doing?
Yeah. How are you doing? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I feel my job here is the sponge, the stress sponge. So you can rant and I'll just keep it coming. It's fine. My everything as this end is fine compared to yours. It's a
well,
breeze.
That's not fair. Yeah. It's mine's a building a house. It's like you can't talk about first world problems. It's going to be great when it's done. And and then I'm going to be like, what do I got to do? I got to find something to do. Because I got to have all this time on my hands.
Start again.
That's no.
Down
that's
the road.
Not for months away.
I'm good. I'm busy at work. And this whole week, I'm doing full time assessing and lecturing all week. Yeah. So I'm away from the day job, but I am playing a client for the baby barristers who are having to do what are called conferencing. So basically I play the client and I'm supposed to be a bit of a violent individual, as if I do such a thing. Yeah. And they have to take my instructions and then advise me. And so I've been doing that all week. So again, voice is croaky again, cause I've just been talking all week. It's been fun. It's been quite good. And luckily because I'm away from the day job, I've spent lots of time in my home theater. So I have seen some great stuff this week.
Yeah, you have.
Almost to the point of everything I've seen in Cinema George has been reference. So it's been a really good week. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear. I'm going to have to live vicariously through you. I'm like, I can't wait. So.
Man, it's been good. And I have seen Dune 2. For those wondering, I didn't go and see it in IMAX. I'm very glad I didn't. I only saw it locally, for reasons I'll explain. We'll talk, but I'm very glad I just saw it in my local theater rather than going to, an IMAX where I might have needed medical treatment afterwards.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see. Can't wait to hear about that.
All right. Deej, you're being replaced. You're being replaced, Deej. Just so you know.
Oh,
Scruffy
there
says
you
Steve
go.
Should do take over Tuesday next week with a guest of his choosing. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If you want. I mean, you could do that. That would be great. I can schedule it up and put it in here and I'll have to find time and show you how to manipulate this. That's a good idea. That's a great idea, actually.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah. I can be around. I can, you know, it'll go out on a Tuesday. I might record it on a different day because I think I'm on call on certain days.
Yeah. No, but, you guys record it and then I can just throw it together. And I'll tell you, today's that came out, John Brock and I, we recorded that, I think, last Wednesday. Okay. And I put our show together for Friday. The audio version that goes out, and I still haven't done the show notes. If you look on the show notes coming soon. Haven't had a chance to do that. I was literally getting ready for bed last night. I ate dinner. I was in late, ate dinner and like trying to go to bed, and I'm sitting there and I went, crap. I hadn't put the show together for this morning, right? Luckily, I have everything down to a pretty good, my workflow is pretty good for this stuff. Okay. And honestly, I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, oh, crap. This is killing me. What am I doing? Right. And then I go down to my computer. I'm like, oh, I haven't even uploaded them yet. I got to upload them. So that takes a few minutes, right? Get them all uploaded, sit down on the couch. And I'm like, I put my headphones on And I start, and I have to scan through and listen to me, John and I, or any conversation, right? And get the levels right and stuff. It's like everything that's going on, everybody in the chat, Steve, John at home, John and I talked this week too. I can't tell you how much this stuff means to me, because as soon as I heard John's voice and I heard like just talking home theater, I was like, this is awesome. My wife's sitting there like, she goes, you just got a smile on your face. I was like, I know. I'm like, and I almost wanted to sit there and listen to it, but I'm like, I gotta get to bed. But I was like, I put it together. It like literally cheered me up just before bed, and I was exhausted and I didn't want to do it, but I'm like, oh, that was cool. So that would be great if you could do, like, if you can do some when I can't do them, and then I get to listen to them and be like, boom, boom, boom. So we'll work on that, Steve.
Well, Mark V's already got the title sorted.
Yeah. Yeah. well,
Brightside UK.
Yeah. So, all right. That's awesome. Great idea.
Yeah, man. That can be quite easily arranged as well. Because there are people, obviously, this side of the pond as well. So we're on the same time frame and time
zones. True.
So it's kind of easy to do. And, you know, with John Thompson and Paul and, you know, not that I'm volunteering them.
Yeah. But
this side of the pond, you know, it could be really easily arranged. So yeah, I can do that. You can show me how to, you know, start.
Yeah, I'll show you how to manipulate the, record, stop, all that good stuff. So cool. Awesome. All right. That's something we can do behind the scenes though.
Yeah. Let's not start now.
No. All right. Let's get to it, because I know you've got a hard out at midnight for you, which is 7 o'clock here. So. There he is.
Hey, John boy.
How you doing, John?
Yeah, man. Oh, John, have you seen June 2 yet? That's what I want to know. Just let me know. Oh, and The Raid.
Trying to go Sunday. Not sure. I can't remember which day I talked to him. We talked for, I think it was Saturday, maybe. I don't know. One of the days I was working for myself. Working at my job, and I had time to actually talk. Might have been Friday. I don't know.
Some days.
Yes, on Dune, no on Raid. Yeah. So,
John, what the hell? we can give you a bollocking now. We can tell you off now, John, and you know, there's nothing you can do.
Well, at least he saw Dune.
Yeah, that's true. But The Raid is so good.
All right. You ready to get to, we're going to start with mine because I have it queued up. My first home theater experience of the week is, it kind of does cost money.
Yeah.
here we go. Let's try this one. There it is. So we're going to go back to last Wednesday. Anybody that hasn't seen these. And it was raining. Muddy. We're going to talk about that in a little while too. Muddy, rainy day. So my new neighbor, who lives next door to this property is an 82-year-old gentleman, Kenny, brought over coffees for us. So that was pretty cool. So away, my brother-in-law, who you see right here in the foreground, he's the one in charge. So he's my boss when I'm working with him.
He's the perfectionist.
He's the perfectionist. So, big time. You'd like him. You'd like him, Steve. He's super meticulous about everything. So, so that's Robbie, my brother-in-law. And then on the far right, starting from the right, that's Sammy on the right. That's Casey in the middle. And then in the back corner above us that's John. He's new. He's been working with him for like 3 or 4 weeks now. And then you see me in the bottom left. And then that's the mud. And then, so we went in and said, you know, we're like, all right, I go, you want to go to lunch? This here took place at about, the rain took place at about, we took a quick break at 11. And then we're like, you want to go to lunch? And they're like, yeah, let's throw up a wall first. And I'm like, all right, I figured that'd take a half hour. 8 minutes later, we're done with the wall. And at 11:20, we're at my favorite restaurant uptown and they don't open till noon. I was like, ruh-roh, but they let us
in. Did you break in?
No, they were open and they're prepping and the poor guy's mopping the floor and we all come in soaking wet and muddy. We're like, sorry. And you see my brother-in-law down the end there. You could see his shoulders are soaked and So that was Wednesday, but this is kind of what it looked like, what we were getting ready for last Wednesday. So
can't get over how quickly it has changed.
I know, huh? It's we move fast. Let me see. I just don't want to go too far past it. Yeah, we move pretty fast. And you can see here. So what we're doing here is we're getting ready to put the trusses on. And then, so we're trying to get these walls in and stuff so that they have something to rest on. These will be, you don't need them, but, because of the trusses, but they are going to be load bearing. So there it is on the outside.
I'm endlessly fascinated by, in some photos, it looks like a kind of normal size house from certain angles. And then other angles, it looks absolutely ginormous.
Yes, it does.
It's kind of, does it look like that when you're on site? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Is it kind of, some angles it looks kind of normal size house, and then others it looks like a, you know, like an LAX, like, you know, departure lounge.
Exactly. It's like people it's pull huge. Up and it's like from the road, it does look like it's 85 feet long. Mm. So, if you take the in-law part off of it, it's a little small ranch. But then when you add that other 20 feet to it, and the garage is a little oversized. So it's, you know, it's, the garage is like 30 feet wide. You'll see as we progress. But yes, it does look big. When you're in there, it looks big. But now the rooms are starting to feel like, when Steve, I know someday you'll be over here and you'll see. Yeah, you're right. It's not the room. The living rooms are just, it's a small living space once you're in there, you know. But it feels big. Tell you, when we're hauling lumber from one end of the house to the other, it's big. my alert went off. I was at like 12,000 steps at like 2 o'clock today. It's like,
and that was just from one end to the other.
Oh yeah. And what was funny is I was like, no wonder why I'm tired. Cause I can do 15,000 at my normal job, but I'm not lugging anything.
Yeah, quite. Yeah. So you've got the extra bit for the in-laws, as, and John will confirm this. This is Kevin Smith measures everything in jaws lengths. So everything that's 25 feet, he says, is a jaws.
Is a jaws.
So, yeah. So the in-laws is a jaws.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. And a little longer than a jaws wide, because it's 35 feet wide all the way to from front to back. So there you go.
It does look incredible. And again, I know I keep saying it, but I just cannot get my head around how quickly it has jumped up. Again, from the outside, from your side, you're just like, you feel every inch of that place. Yeah. Whereas looking at it from the outside, every couple of days, these new photos, it's like, wow. It's like it's just been watered and it's just sprung up.
And it's, and then it'll seem like it's going slow later because the exterior will be done. And then it's like, what's taking you so long? Well, come on inside.
Looking really good.
Yeah. I'll get to this right away. Let me touch on this. Carl in the chat, a Zoom chat on the Briggs Patreon is overdue. Yeah, Carl, buddy. I appreciate that. And, I know, and I keep saying it, but I get to eat, go to bed, get up and do it again. Mm. I'm doing everything I can. And as soon as I get a free moment, I will. Believe me, I will.
Well, again, that's something I can help with, Deej. That's even easier to sort out. So I can just step in for that too. No problem.
Yeah. So we'll organize that.
Yeah. I'll use the word wicked in front of everything. Of every adjective, I'll use wicked. They won't know the difference. It'll be okay.
Yeah. let's see. Pull that down. Let's go to yours. HT show. Nope. That's not it. There you go. What do you want? Let's go with this one. You want to lead with this one?
Yeah,
Steve?
just go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all bangers this week. There's nothing bad this week. Everything's good.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So we are coming out swinging. And this is The Raid, or in America, The Raid: Redemption, for reasons I can't quite work out. Over here, it's just called The Raid. And this is the movie credited with destroying Dredd's box office. Because it came out the same year as Dredd, the Carl Urban Dredd, not your favorite film, the other one.
Yeah.
The same year as the Carl Urban Dredd. And because the storyline is so similar, and it was a huge smash, but a lot of people credit this film with sinking Dredd at the box office, and then the chances of any sequels, which I think is unfair on this, but there's no denying the similarities. Have you ever seen it, Deej?
No.
No. Okay. No. Goodness me. You and John are in for such a treat when you get round to this. Okay, so I'll set the scene and it won't take long. Now, it's an Indonesian movie directed by a Welshman who directed this movie and directed the hell out of it. And it's a story about a team of police officers who are tasked with going into a building. There's the building in front of you on the picture there, to arrest a crime warlord. So far, so Dredd. And as they get in there, things go wrong and they find themselves trapped. And it then becomes a kind of race for survival, a race to escape, but also take down the bad guys. Now, this is on 4K UHD disc in Dolby Atmos. And it's a Sony classic, sort of Sony Pictures release. And I had to import this disc from the US. It is not available here. I do hope it gets a release here eventually, but I imported it. And it's in Indonesian, so it's subtitled. But nevertheless, as I said, Dolby Atmos. The film, Deej, is an action instant classic.
Really?
This film is fantastic. And I've seen it many, many times. This is arguably better than any of the Ip Man films. It is absolutely fantastic. And why you'll like this, not only is it great action and loads of this gunplay and everything else, but there's a new martial art that you won't have seen before. And I can never pronounce it, so I won't try. but it's an Indonesian martial art that is used extensively in this film. Ooh. And the sequel. There is a sequel to it, and because of the way it was shot, and it was down and dirty how they shot it, most of the actors are doing their own stunts, and it is brutal as hell. And you get corridor fights where some of the stuff you're seeing, you will immediately want to put it back and view it again because you won't believe what your eyes just saw. So I genuinely, this is fantastic. And you and John need to honestly put this to the top of your list when you can. John, stop what you're doing right now and start watching it. just put back in 5 minutes on the door and come back in an hour and a half of the store, because it is absolutely fantastic.
Awesome.
So this is one of those movies where I've got no qualms about recommending it. It's not like Malignant or even Evil Dead Rise where I'm thinking, well, what do you want? I don't know. You will love this. I genuinely think you will. So film, awesome. Okay, so really, really good film.
Let me ask you this before we get into the home theater part.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear more about it? Why is it like I barely heard anything about this?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't, because this was a huge hit. I mean, to say for an Indonesian movie, it was massive in the US. It was massive in the UK and Europe. And as I said, it took on Dredd and got blamed for ruining Dredd's box office, because it's the same story.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about it. I mean, that's not a criticism of you. I mean, it's a bigger, you know, it's a huge film, and you can see from the chat, you know, the people that are like, Oh my God, it's great. It's, you know, it's a big movie, albeit it wasn't when they made it.
Right.
This has only become a hit afterwards, but it's stunningly good.
I hate, and John's going to laugh right now because I don't like to promote myself. I don't like to promote. I like other people to do it.
Hmm.
But this is why this show is around. No other show is doing this. This is why we have it, you know? It's like so that we can bring up stuff like this. And now, let's get into the home theater part, because I'd be very surprised if you went, that sucks.
No, yeah. Oh, God.
I know. So let's go. But okay, this is why this show exists. And it's like, well, spoiler free, because I've never seen it and I know it's older, but I love Dread. I actually, Dread is on my Kaleidoscape, but it was off. Okay. I had to delete it to make room, right? So this, I was hoping I would get some time and I'm looking for something to watch. So what am I doing? I'm scrolling through Times, like, and I think Dread's like a little over an hour and a half. I'm like, ooh, yeah, it's short. So I'm like, I can squeeze that in. I'm like, I never got to it. I never got to do it, but I uploaded it to my Kaleidoscape just so I could have it available. What's the time on this one?
This is about 140 something, okay, something so like that. It's not ballpark. Massively long. Yeah, but it's
I'll have to great. Take a look. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very little filler in this. This is all action, all kind of, you know, forgive the expression, balls to the wall. just, you will see stuff in this. You will be like, how did they do that?
Yeah.
You know, how did they do that and no one get killed? How was that done? It is fantastic. And as I said, the new martial art, the Indonesian martial art on display is just awesome. And it looks, it's very cinematic. It's brutal. You've got long takes of really brutal action. It is fantastic. So film's great. And I've seen it so many times and loved every second of it. Nothing too bad to say about it. And as I said, everyone that hasn't seen it needs to see it as soon as possible, because you can see in the chat, everyone is like, oh my God, it's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is awesome. So that's that. So that's the film. Now, in terms of the home theater experience, now video, it was shot down and dirty. There is no getting away from that. So it wasn't shot in 8K with, you know, Arri Alexa Red Dragon lenses and all that stuff, but it is very, very well put together. The cinematography is great. Again, as it's being said in the chat, and it translates well to 4K. It's an original camera negative remaster. They've spent a lot of time on it. They've done a lot of work with it and it looks as good as you could expect it to look. Close ups are sharp and razor sharp. You can see a lot of them have got, kind of cuts and ripped clothing and all of that is razor sharp. And there's a lovely scene actually where it plays with shadow. So the camera pans up and if your set is not calibrated, you're not going to be able to see what is being shown to you until it gives the game away. But if your TV is properly calibrated or your display, is properly calibrated, then you will get what is coming and the ominous nature of what you're about to see. And
are you saying the calibration is important?
Do you know what? I think it might be. As Mikey Schramm and Paul Hurt have been talking about this week. Yeah. We are causing problems. So there is a little, there's a shot where the camera pans up and it's pitch black. But if your set's calibrated, you will see what is coming before the film tells you what's coming. And it's a very cool little moment. And again, no spoilers. So video is as good as it can be.
So actually, if you don't have your set calibrated, you don't get a spoiler. The story comes later. I'm looking at the bright side on both ways. Okay.
Yeah. The two bright side.
Yeah, exactly.
Not too dark side. Yeah, not with calibrated.
Perfect.
So there we go. Pencak. There we go. So, 876 says Pencak Silat. That's it. That's the fighting style. It's very cinematic. It's great. It's got some links to, Krav Maga and Jiu Jitsu and that kind of thing, but it's very cool and looks great on screen. So now then, let me get to the best bit.
Okay.
Cause like I said, it does look really good. This is reference Dolby Atmos audio. Wow. It is awesome. Now it was not, I don't think, originally exhibited in Atmos. I don't think so because it's not that big a budget. And this is the first time then that I've heard it in Atmos and I loved it. Loved it. It is awesome. You've got bullet gunshots going off that have got real heft to them. There is a lovely bit with a tannoy, a loudspeaker system, where there is a character who is talking. And as the character is talking, the overheads have got the tannoy moving around. And because the director is playing with where the camera is put, the tannoy is moving with the camera. So you get, which is quite unusual with Atmos, panning effects in the overhead speakers. And then it comes down the walls and goes back up again and is moving around. It's really effective. It's supposed to be creepy, and it is. Yeah. And then you just get loads of bone crunching, fighting, you know, every time someone is cut or stabbed or has their bones broken or throat slit, you get this icky kind of thud and this wet sound as these things are happening. Oh, it's great. And there are scenes with guns coming from overhead, shooting down. Again, it's a tower block, so shooting down, and those are all properly positioned in the speakers. It's fantastic. And I think for this movie and in terms of the budget, it's reference Dolby Atmos. It's great. There's nothing bad about this disc at all. And God, I'm so glad I imported it. Oh, and it does come in a steelbook if you care about that kind of thing.
Not yeah.
Yes. But it is very, very good indeed. And I can't wait to see what you think of it when you do get to it. And this is why, John, if you're still in the chat, this is why I'm giving you grief about not having seen it, because I want to know what you make of it, because I think you'll immediately think, as I did, it's an instant classic. And I know you guys like your martial art movies. We went through that little season of those, didn't we? This is one that is a modern classic.
I just bought it on Amazon. it's not on Kaleidoscape in 4K, Amazon for $29 bucks. So I just, while you were chatting, I was like, there it is.
I grabbed it. I can't wait. Yeah, thanks, John.
The Raid Redemption.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. It's just called The Raid here. But over there, The Raid Redemption. Yeah,
so if you're looking it up on Amazon, it'll be, exactly.
And that's the picture actually on the box. So if you are looking at, guys, if you are on YouTube and you are looking for it, that is the picture. That's how it looks. But it, I can't wait to see what you guys make of it, because I genuinely think you're both going to be like, wow. Oh, yeah. And if you are, there is a sequel, which is The Raid 2, surprisingly, which was at one time being called like The Godfather 2 to this original. It's a kind of gangster movie, the second one, but again, with some serious fights. And you'll recognize the main guy in this as well, Deej. He was in The Force Awakens. He's very briefly in that. As a result of this, J.J. Abrams was a huge fan, and so put him briefly in The Force Awakens. He's the member of the what's the name of the guild? That are after Han Solo when they're on the ship at the beginning. I can't remember. Mine's gone blank. The Kanji Club. That's it. The Kanji Club guys. Yeah. These are the guys. A couple of the guys from the raid are in that bit. And when you've seen this, you'll recognize them. Because JJ was a massive fan. So, you put the link in. Good man.
I put the link in the show notes for the Amazon here, Raid Redemption 4K Blu-ray.
Yeah, and well done, Dom. Dom is a man after my own heart. Yeah, you're in for a treat. I mean, it's so good. So good. You're going to have a great time with this. And I loved it. I had just a dopiest grin on my face throughout the entire film because I love the movie, and I've never seen it as good as this. So it's very, very cool. Yeah, but I don't want to tell you any more about it. Just see it when you can.
kind of looking forward to it. I'm hoping to be able to get some time this weekend.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, and it's one that I haven't seen before. So that kind of makes it fun too.
And if Joe hasn't seen it either, Joe would love it too. It's that kind of movie. It's a, you know, martial arts, but guns, and everything else in between. I mean, there are machetes, there are knives, there are doorways used as weapons in this. And everything in between. Genuinely, I promise you now, you will be going to each other. Did you just see that? No, let's put it back. Let's watch it again. You know, did they do? They did, right? Let's see that again. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's hard enough to get me to schedule it up by myself, but then his, and it's like, I'm trying to give him enough time right now to do what he needs to do. Like, not what he needs to do, but he loves snowboarding, and just give him time. Cause once we get going and I need him, he's going to be like on call. So I don't want to like bother. Oh, I'm going to go snowboarding this week. Go get your stuff done, because once it's all me, I need you. So.
And Paul, so Paul in the chat says, really liked both The Raid and Dread. I mean, I do too, Paul. Don't get me wrong. I love both of those movies. But he says he's and keen on upgrading to The Raid. Well worth it, Paul, as long as yours doesn't get stuck in the Atlantic like you did with Silence of the Lambs. But yeah, when you get round to it, mate, pick it up. You will be very pleased you did. And again, knowing that you're a sound man as well, the sound in this is really well done. For such a low budget movie, it's awesome. So yeah, highly recommended this one.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Where is the, oh, there they are. No, what happened? So I showed you, where did I leave off before with that one there? And then why aren't they showing up here? Oh, that's why. Oh well. Anyways, all right. Where is the icy ones? They aren't showing up.
So while you're looking for those then. Oh, you got them? You got them? So Mark's saying again about the agreed on the choreography, any martial artist. Now, Mark, I'm not sure what you put there. This might be a Freudian slip. Agreed on the choreography, any martial artist or liver of these movies will love this movie. I assume you mean lover, Mark, but, you know, who can say?
Or liver.
That's very, very cool. But yeah, that does not mean it's not still an absolute tragedy that we didn't get a sequel to Dread. We got a sequel to this, The Raid, but we didn't get a sequel to Dread, and we're not going to get one either by the looks of it, which is a tremendous shame because it is an awesome movie. And The Dark Judges, which was apparently what they were going to do with the sequel, would have been absolutely awesome on screen. That would have been just the best mix of horror and violence and action and everything else. So, yeah, it's a crime.
All right. Let's see. The next one for me here is, so the next day, or this is how we started. I think this is where we ended last, right? And so the next day we started in on putting up the trusses. So here we go. We're putting all these up. Just going. Some of these are videos too. This is like, literally first thing at this point here, we start at 7:30. That's the first one going up there. And, then, you know, cooking along, that's at 7:30 we started. And this is probably around 9:30 maybe. You start moving along and then this is inside as we're going. Now see this one here, we built this. This is the, for the stairway to go up to the attic. So we had to frame it. We did everything on the ground and then lift the whole piece up together. So you could see it in here right there. And then a few more going along there. This was all right here. That's all pretty much by 11 o'clock. Something like that. Yeah.
So quick.
And let me see. Yeah, why aren't they showing up? So, and then there we are working, cooking along. This is by the end of the day. And then, oh, this is the end of the day. So this is how
that's the attic.
Yep. That's the attic.
You're going to have a separate home theater in the attic as well.
Well, that's what I was talking about with John. And we'll get to those pictures in a little bit, but this is me looking out the top before we put anything down. But yeah, that space up here is 16 feet across and it's 8 feet high. So, and then like if you come in 2 feet on each side, that's about 6 foot clearance. So like even if you were to walk over to the wall, like if you built a wall 6 feet in, like shelving or something. So, but we'll have a few more.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. That's me looking down. Sent that one to my wife to scare her because that goes right to the basement.
I'm going to throw myself off.
Yeah.
No, don't do it.
And those are some pins. So there you go. That's where we were. I think, what was that? Last Wednesday. So. Oh,
is it by the end of this show, is it all finished then, DJ? Is this where we're headed?
No, but that's the thing. It actually does get pretty good. It's like, wait till you see it at the end. It's like what we left off today. You'll be, it's pretty cool. Man,
can't wait.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Here we go. You're up.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, a little slight behind the scenes thing. You know how you've got these, you're showing your, evolution of the house as the show goes on. Okay. As the show goes on, hopefully you're going to see an evolution of me taking photos in 69.
Yeah.
Because these first two are crap.
One's not.
Yeah. They're getting better. Yeah. Cause I'm getting more used to it. Yeah. So this, so I'm sorry for the, cause it's off thing because of course it's the whole screen, isn't it? So as I'm taking the photo, I'm getting it wrong. So yeah. So apologies for the crap photos, people. This is Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson directed, ignore that bit. Directed by a person, film, which is on Blu-ray and in uncompressed PCM 5.1. Now it does upmix on my receiver up to Dolby Surround. So it just kind of upmixes that. I think it just thinks, well, it's 5.1. We'll just chuck it out to Dolby. And because it doesn't have a DTS, link on it, I think it therefore just doesn't go to NeuralX. It goes to Dolby Surround. Now, you've seen this, Deej, I'm sure.
No. You've seen Apocalypto? Oh, no.
Yeah. Never seen it.
No.
Oh, Deej. Man. Wet that appetite. Right. You get that cha-ching slider ready then, Deej. Sounder.
It's going to be an expensive day.
Yeah, man.
And I don't have the time to watch them.
No. oh, wow. This is then, and I said it on Twitter, and I say this to anyone within a 5-mile radius that gives me an excuse to talk about this movie. I will tell them this. It is the most cinematic, purely cinematic film I've ever seen. This film is visually stunning. And there are some moments in this that are so visual and visceral. It's transformative. So I've seen this film many, 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 many times, far more than is appropriate. I think I've seen it more times than Mel Gibson. and I used to use certain sequences from this as demo sequences. And so what happened, the reason I'm talking about it this week, is because I, had the US disc for ages, which was region locked, and I don't have a multi-region player. So when I want to watch region locked discs, I have to watch it with a PlayStation 4 Pro, which is from the US. But it's not, it was an all right player at the time, but it's not great now. So I bought the English disc. I replaced the American disc so that I could see this again on my 4K player. And that's what I did. And I watched it this week, and good news, it is still absolutely fantastic as a film. The movie, DJ, for those that haven't seen it, and for you, DJ, it's a movie in Mayan. It's set in Mayan times. It is all in Mayan language, so it's subtitled. So Ara's not going to like it. sorry, Ara. You don't need, to be honest, I think you could watch this movie with the subtitles turned off and still get what's going on. This is what I mean by how cinematic it is. And so the movie is about a guy called Jaguar's Paw, who we see there, who is, his village is attacked by, other tribes, and he is enslaved and is taken to the home of the tribe that has enslaved him, and he's leaving his wife and his child stuck down a hole, basically. And it becomes about his desire to get back to them. I'm not going to say any more than that. It is hyper-violent, and I say that to anyone that's seen it knows, and anyone that's heard about it knows, it is hyper-violent. There is a human sacrifice scene that is hard to watch, frankly. But it is, it's time appropriate. It's what they did. But within that is, the visuals on it are absolutely awesome. So there's so much detail in the costumes. You can see a little bit of it there in terms of the earlobes and all the various kind of, accoutrements and sort of, jewelry and everything else. The costumes are incredible. And one of the lead henchmen's got a sort of, what looks to be a sort of jaguar skull headdress, which is awesome, and I'd absolutely love it. And if I ever see a reproduction of it, I'd buy it straight away because it's so cool. It's again, it's all visual. It's threatening before you even meet the character. And you just need to take one look at it. You're like, yeah, he's the bad guy, and you're not going to want to mess with him. So it's very, very good. The movie rattles along. There's no sort of, no fat or waste on this movie. It just screams along. It is very similar without cars to beat like Fury Road. It's very singular. You know, it's like character goes from A to B and from B back to A. And that really is all the story's about. And then everything else is kind of what goes along with it. So it still looks fantastic. The opening shots, even for 1080p, is a slow, shot pull in to through a forest and an overgrown sort of forest and trees, and every blade of on the plants, all the different lushness of the greenery, the sunshine coming through the trees looks awesome. And none of that's been diminished by, you know, time and the fact that it's only 1080p. So it still looks great. And also even for PCM 5.1 uncompressed, it still sounds excellent. And during that initial shot, that push in, there is a creature. I think it's supposed to be a jaguar. I don't know. Something roars. And you hear all the birds and you're hearing everything else. And this is, as I said, it's a slow push in through the foliage. And something roars. And it roars top right ceiling, about a quarter of the way up the wall. You hear this thing roar. And even as it's doing that, you're thinking, well, okay, this is a threatening landscape. There's a lot, you know, a lot here that just wants to kill you. And as time goes on, you realize that's exactly what it wants to do. But you get things like spears and you get arrows whipping past the soundstage. You get, there's a sequence with a waterfall and all that's rushing around and the bass is really good. It's for 1080p, not far off reference as well. Gonna hear that word a lot this week, Deej.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Jordan's saying there's only one left available on Amazon UK.
Yeah, yeah. That's who I bought it from. That's who I replaced. So they were two. Only one.
There
now.
You go. So, is also available on HMV for the same price as well. Jordan's saying absolute bargain.
Yeah. It's very, very good. Anyone in the chat, again, I don't think anybody in the chat is saying that it's not, you know, it's not a great movie. But yeah, I do always caution people with this film about the violence. The sacrifice scene is full on and they show it, and it's, you know, it, and that's hard to see because it is, bearing in mind, it's broad daylight. They don't cut away, if you'll forgive the expression. There is cutting, but not cutting away. Oh. It's a proper job. I mean, you know, people get killed in this and, you know, in very unpleasant ways, but it's in service of the story. And as with most of these movies, like we've talked before about things like I Spit on Your Grave and stuff like that, where you have, you know, really difficult rape scenes and stuff. And, Last House on the Left is the same, where you go through something traumatic to then entitle you to enjoy what comes next. There's a catharsis that comes from what happens after that. And this film does that. So the sacrifice scene is horrible and you're genuinely thinking, what is going to happen here? But then that then lets you enjoy the comeuppance from the people that have done what they've done, because you then realize, well, you know, they bloody well deserve it. So
it's beginning of John Wick. It just sets you up to like, let's go.
There we go. Oh yeah. Yeah. I can't give you the timestamp, Steve. Steve says,
you'll
give
know
me the
it
time
when
stamp.
It's coming. Yeah, it's a jump scare. Like, oh my God, I never saw that coming.
No, Steve, you'll know it's coming when it's coming, buddy. I'm telling you that. Yeah. But it is well worth seeing. This movie's great. And as I said, purely cinematic. And I think Todd Anderson mentioned it as well when, cause I put up a picture on Twitter and just said about it. And I think he kind of, agreed with that as well. It is an awesome film. I mean, Gibson, for whatever else, you know, whatever issues he may or may not have, you know, he's a very capable director. And you know, things like Braveheart and Passion of the Christ, although I think that's a horror film, more than any other kind of film. I don't think it's a religious film. I think it's a horror movie.
Right.
And this as well is just, it's stunningly good. So again, Dirt Cheap, pick it up. You know, you'll love it. I'd be curious to see if it's on Kaleidoscape, actually, Deej. I don't know if it is or not.
I can, apocalypse. I'm pretty sure it is, but let me
double I'd be
check.
Surprised if it's not. Yeah. But it, I just so good. I'm just seeing now because again, I get so excited and I didn't see the, much of the chat. So yeah, Mark V says, a must see. Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Jordan says, yeah, it's a film that deserves to get talked about. It does. I mean, if they ever release a 4K disc of this, this is day one. No two questions about that. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very cool indeed. And Steve Hatt says, Steve G and hard to watch scenes. I can see it. I've got a slightly different appetite for this than I think a lot of people, but I'm a big believer in at least giving people a warning.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on Kaleidoscape.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Yeah. I am surprised because it's 2006. I want to say something like that.
Yeah. Braveheart. I already have that, but yeah. I just put in Mel Gibson and it's like, oh, Mel Gibson. Is he in it? I don't think he's in it, right?
No. He's just purely directing. Yeah. Again, it's like Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. The camera. They have Braveheart and Hacksaw Ridge as director, producer, writer. So no, they don't have it. Nope.
Did he direct Hacksaw Ridge? Did he? I didn't know.
Apparently
that.
Produced it, maybe.
A great movie.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's another good one. And again, if you talk home cinema, I don't know if you've seen that with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
It's again, crazy. Talk about hard to watch. There's some really nasty stuff in that. A very, very good movie. I really, really enjoyed this and, I wholeheartedly recommend it. Another one that it's not, you might like it. It's like, no. You'll love it.
Let me see where we're at. Oh, there we go. All right.
Right, what are we up to now then? Come on, let's see what's next.
Now we're going to go to Friday. Let me see if I can get Friday in here. Where are we? So Friday we were finishing. So I left off around here. Okay, this is where we left off. Oops, I didn't bring it up.
Previously on Brightside Home Theater.
So we left off around here.
Yeah.
And then falling in the hole. So this is Friday morning. Looking around. That's me right there. It was pretty cold. That's me on the corner there. My job's to guide them in. And this not shot in 16:9 because it was Sammy. He was up on Sam. He used his. I'm not giving him tips on how to shoot. I was just thankful he did it.
Yeah.
He took that one first thing in the morning. So that was like Friday morning. I'm like, sun up. And I think I sent you that one earlier, right? So this is, so I have to, like, we lift him up and I got to guide it while my brother-in-law is in the lull driving. So we bring them up and we're putting them in. So then once we get to this point here, you can see now we start putting the floor in. Because you just lift it up and we load it on and you work your way back. So the floor goes in. This is the end of the day. Floor's all in. Looking down. This is from one end of the attic to the other.
God, and it's huge.
And that's the end of the day right there. So
it's
all up. It's in. And you didn't in today's Takeover Tuesday, I said to John Brock, I got the idea like last Monday because my theater isn't going. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it financially, have the time to do it. But what I do have time to do, this is where the new podcast studio is going up here.
Yeah, nice.
Up in the attic. And then I'm also going to turn the podcast studio like I wanted to do here. And like, it's going to be a mini theater / screening room and a podcast studio with a table for four people to sit around. So I'll have enough space. And I mean, it's not really taking away any space of storage or anything that we're doing up there. And it's all part of the house. So it's all insulated up and around. So it's not like it's going to be hot or cold depending on the season. So it should be fine. And that's going to give me the opportunity to take my time doing the big theater downstairs. So, but it's going to, I'm going to have a, like a legit podcast studio, which I think is really cool. And kind of tucked away and private. So, you know, pretty cool.
Well, given the size of that attic, I think you could have podcast studio and shooting range.
I thought
you could train snipers.
This is from my, this, like that opening you see in the floor right there comes up. That's 36 feet from there all the way to where I'm standing. And then the other side from that opening all the way down to my parents' end is like 50 feet. And I was like, I could put a hockey net down the other end and just shoot pucks. But it'd be like at my parents' house. So they'd have to listen to like pucks being shot. So bowling alley, absolutely. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Have a home theater and a bowling alley. Damn. I could do that.
Yeah, yeah, but the problem is just as you're recording the podcast, someone will scream strike. There's a ball coming straight through four people and just get bowled over.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. But, nope, sorry, Carl in the chat. A lot of space to do push-ups in, Briggs. Nope, gym's in the basement. I was thought of putting it up here, but the gym has 9-foot ceilings, so I can put my, you know, ladders across so I can do pull-ups, push-ups, all the things I want to do in the air. Gives me more space. Coming to you live from Brightside Studios. Yeah, it's like I'm trying to think of a name. I have a name for the theater already, but I haven't figured out a name for the podcast studio yet. But need something a little – this one was Studio Under the Stairs, which John called it because it's kind of under the stairs. So I don't know what this one – we'll come up with something, I'm sure. but yeah, so that's where we're at. That's the sun setting on that week. Let me pull this down and, let me jump ahead here and I'll show you what went on, over the weekend quickly. This is why I haven't had any time. It's been muddy. Like I showed you, the whole backyard is a swamp. You can kind of see in this picture here down in the back. It is just swamp. Like if you step in the mud, you're probably halfway up your shin in mud. And it's like the house is fine inside, but all of this area here is just muddy. So I had my son-in-law start dropping me crushed stone. So he had access to a truck. So I just started I got like almost between 25 and 30 tons of crushed stone that I moved around all weekend using my tractor. So I made a driveway here like this so that you could see in it. You'll see in later pictures. I don't know if I took too many. But yeah, you can see a pile right here. The newest pile is right here. And then I spread that and, that's how we go. So that's the next one for the next morning.
And what's the plan with that front yard? Are you going to turf that? You going to plant it up? Is it going to be asphalt?
So what's the plan? Looking at it here, the driveway will come down this way. Like you'll come in, but then there's also going to be a drive that goes up. Like if this is towards the road here, so it'll kind of have a U-shaped driveway to access the road. Okay. But then you'll come in, park in here. There'll be a parking area here for like my car or my work truck. There'll be a little grass patch between the house and the parking area, a little grass patch here, and then you'll see. I mean, there's going to be stone walls and stuff for retaining and everything. So, but yeah, we have plans for all that. I love doing that too. Exterior, like, you know, landscaping and stuff. That's why I got the tractor and everything. So I have a lot of plans for that. So
and planning permission for the big sort of planning permission for the big neon sign saying Briggs Bowling Alley Podcast Studio and Home Theater.
Well, we have a space for it. We'll see in later pictures, but we already have a space for it. You'll see. So, but yeah, Briggs Bowling Alley. Nice. Some nice
see it neon. Now, yeah. Tuesday go. Night, steak night, you know, underneath in letters, you know.
Exactly.
For Nelson. Nelson saying, house is up, looking good. So, hi, Nelson. Good to see you.
Hey, Nelson. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
How you doing? Nice to see you.
I think Keith's in the market for some secondhand SBS speakers.
Oh, geez. I have mine and I need them. I love mine. I am keeping my SVS speakers. I'm actually debating now, I'm probably putting them in the podcast studio for now. I'm importing a lot of my stuff here into the pod, which will be the podcast studio when we first move in. And then the hub of everything will be down in the theater. So like the big stuff will come down there, but I'll move everything into the podcast studio, and run that. That was the plan. All I really need for the podcast studio, if I take what I have here, is a display, and I'll probably be getting like an 80 inch or something display. And then, cause I have the speakers, I have everything I have here, and I can always just pop my NHTs back in for my son for that. And then in the podcast studio, I can do that. And that right there to me, that allows me to take my time, not only building the theater, but saving and getting the money to do my theater downstairs appropriately. Like a lot of people, like right. If you hear me and John talking in today's Takeover Tuesday, John's like, well, you could start small. I'm like, I'm 54. I'm not, to me, it's a waste of money to not get the speakers that I want, not get the amps that I want, the pre-pro that I want, because I already have the room upstairs. And now this isn't the ideal home theater that I want that I'm building, but I don't want to rush the big one. In the big theater, just for the sake of getting it done, because I'll have a theater to watch in, you know? And I said to my wife, I go, the room's going to be right above our bedroom, kind of. It's down that end of the house. And she goes, I'm not 100% sure how to soundproof a floor, because there's not much you can do for that. You can't do, like, you can separate your ceiling from the floor above. That's easy. You can't float it. So I can mitigate it a little bit, but there's still, and she looked at me and just laughed, and she went, look at what we got here. I go, that's true. It'll be a lot better than this. So,
it's slow and steady wins the race. You know, that's, you know, get it, do it. And as long as you've got something to, in the meantime, then, you know, go for it. And who knows what you might discover on the way.
Oh, you know,
this is the thing, you know, that you take your time and suddenly think, do you know what? We could do this. Yeah. Whereas if you go in kind of all guns blazing, I just want it. I don't care. I want it. You know, you kind of miss all the stuff. You don't see the wood for the trees.
Right. Well, I see a lot of wood. Yeah, right, man. Now.
That's you're all right for firewood.
Yeah. Oh. But the guys all take home the scraps. They all take home the scraps. Can I take these? I'm like, yes. They take them home and, you know, as kindling for their fireplaces and stuff.
Teach. Come on, trying to raise money here, buddy. You know, you can take it home. Of course you can. $50 a barrel.
Yeah. No.
Wheelbarrow. Yeah.
Steve Atten in the chat saying, don't start small in the dedicated HT. No need to spend money several times at this point. Exactly. That's my exact sentiments. It's like
false economy.
I would, it's kind of like what we're doing with the house too. And it's like, make sure that's why kind of the budget's gone not a little crazy, but I'm not skimping. I'm not going crazy. We're not spending crazy money, but like with my wife and their cabinets, like get the ones you want. They're not crazy money, but they're the next step up because you're never going to replace them. There's foundational pieces that you're never going to do. I'm trying to get that right. And like speakers to me, I need the right speakers. Those will last me the rest of my life. The amplifiers, same idea. Pre-pros, those are upgradable, right? Display, the projector, I expect to typically get about 5 years out of that. Everything else is all like, in seating, that's lifetime to me. You know, I've had these seats for over 20 years. I love them. So I got to make sure and get the right ones and get them right the first time. So.
Mark nicely sums it up with four words. That one.
Yep, this one. Gotcha. Buy once, cry once. Yep. But I don't cry. I'm like so excited to do it. You're like, buy it and get it done and that's it. It's like, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't look back. I'll just be happy with what I have. But now I know, when I was younger, you bought fast and you were like, you learned. And I actually recommend that when you're younger. Right. I have enough experience now that I kind of know what I want and I'm not going to come, you know, it'll be fun when I do choose. And a lot of the listeners might not agree with me, but that's fine too. You know, like this is what I want. I know I'm going to be super happy once I'm into that room.
What are the odds, DJ, on you just deciding, you know what? I'm just going to watch everything on my iPad from now on.
Never. Never. That's one of the things, like, I wouldn't even watch movies like that. That's why I'm so excited to have the podcast studio for a couple of reasons. I can't believe I didn't think of it, but it was like light shining on yonder rock. Like, oh my God, I want to have that anyway. So that like, so say I have an 80 inch display in my room in the podcast studio, right? I could have that behind me and it'll look like the volume.
Yeah.
Right?
You can so have I could it be moving.
Sitting
yeah,
wherever yeah. you want me to sit in the world. But at the same time, I can have people down, anybody like listeners, you want to come down? We got a spare room. We've got this. We'll watch a movie. Then you go upstairs to the podcast studio and we can sit and watch the scenes that we were talking about and scan through the movie right there. I mean, it isn't that fun? I'm like, I can't wait.
Would YouTube flag you for that though, Deej?
No. We would be on there, but we would see the scene and it would remind us.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
You wouldn't show it to the audience.
But we could show still images. I could pause it and show still images, you know? So I'm going to have cameras going in those directions. Cool. Oh yeah. The possibilities are endless and I love this stuff. So it's like, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, man. So, just to take a second to say hello to a new chatter, Mark Perkins. Yeah, who we know very well from Twitter. So he's joined in the chat for the first time. Hi, Mark.
Oh, is it the first time? Because we know him from Twitter. Yeah. He's never joined the chat.
Yeah. Mark, how are you doing? Yeah. Good to see you, buddy.
I thought we saw somebody else new in here. No, not Keith. Keith's been around, I think, right? Yep.
Yeah. He is. And Rach is... She was there last week.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, again, if anyone is listening, you want to just say hi. Always good to say hello.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. All right, Steve, you want to get to an actual real experience? I've seen this one.
Go on. Yes, all right. This one, we know this one.
I know this one. Woo!
Yeah. Okay, so you'll notice my 69 shots getting a little more central now. So, wondering, although you can still see the Philips Hue strip on the left there, which from one of the recesses. So this is June part one, I should say, on 4K UHD disc and in Dolby Atmos. Yeah. So I had to rewatch this week because, of course, I was going to see June part two and I had only seen this once before in Cinema George. I never saw it in theaters. And when I first saw it, I did enjoy it, but I didn't really get the full experience because I'm not a particular Dune fan. I think I've seen the David Lynch one, but when I was very young and when I thought, must be like Star Wars. And of course, very quickly realized it wasn't. And so I think I saw that once. I was not a big Dune fan. And so I saw this a while back and didn't really know who was who. And I spent most of the movie thinking, right, so they're from that planet and they're called that, but their relationship to this planet is this. So I was so wrapped up in that. I didn't really get swept along with the story. So I went in to watch this again with a little bit of trepidation, not sure whether I would really kind of gel with it this time or whether it would be a bit of a slog. But I'm pleased to report I did enjoy it more the second time and quite a bit more. The story makes a lot more sense second time. It's actually very linear, very straightforward story, isn't it? And so when you kind of know who's who and you know who the good guys and the bad guys are and you know where it's going, it's a lot easier to then just enjoy it. And I did. I did enjoy it. I don't love it. I don't, for me, this is, I'm not a Dune super fan. Okay. To me, this is not, you know, the greatest movie ever made. And there are those proclaiming it loudly. It's very good. And I really enjoyed it, but it's not the greatest movie ever made and wouldn't be in my, you know, top 10 favorite movies. I do like it, but it's not, I don't love it.
But the fact that you're not a huge fan of the stories and then, I mean, you have Steve in the chat saying, I'm a fanboy. Mm. I've read every Dune book, prequels and sequels, holding the latest one, Princess of Dune, for my annual Cape Cod trip. Ooh, you coming up here, buddy? So with that, it's like, I think that's the popularity of this movie. It's like the huge fans are really enjoying it. And the people that aren't really fans, they're like, wow, that's a pretty good movie. It's not your favorite movie, but you're like, it's a good movie, a great home theater experience. And it's like, we'll get to that in a second, but to be able to play to both sides, right? Cause a lot of times what you'll see is it's like somebody like you and I that haven't read the books were like, wow, that was really good. And then the other people will be like, the people that have read it, like Steve, that are like big fans, they missed the mark. We don't know they missed the mark. So we enjoy it, but this playing to everybody as well, you know, playing well to everybody, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, quite. And Denis Villeneuve, the director. I mean, the guy is a visionary and he's a very, very good director. I mean, you know, movies like Blade Runner 2049, my personal favorite of his, I think Arrival, and even things like, Prisoners and movies like that, you know, very, very well made movies and very, very well presented. I mean, Arrival is just awesome.
Yeah, that's another one that I almost watched too. It's like my wife and I saw that one in the theater and we love that movie. And I almost watched it this week too. It's like, I'd love to see that again.
I've got the 4K disc. I happily always rewatch that film. It's great. So I did enjoy it, which is good news. Now I'm very pleased to report again, as this is no surprise to anybody, the home theater experience is reference. The video is as good as you could reasonably want it to be. The audio is transcendent. I mean, this is a cinema mix in every sense of that word. The entire room, it just is enveloped in sound. I get the pressure when I'm watching this that the sound waves are in every corner of the room. There's not an atom free in this room that does not have sound waves going through it. Cause it just feels so enveloping, so all encompassing, so, just everywhere it's incredible.
Even the bass. Right. So you have those scenes when he's using powers or whatever and the bass and how it's not like a boom. It's a, but yeah, it's all around you. It's like, it feels like it's everywhere. It's like it's one of those movies that like they say, like when you're pressurizing your room with your subwoofers. And it's like, think of like you're trying to fill the room with water and feel. This is one of those movies and has the scenes where it feels like the bass is literally cubically filling your, like every cubic inch is like, and you're like, oh my, it's awesome. I've seen it many times. This is one of those, one of the few movies that will never come off my kaleidoscape. Cause at any moment I'll be like, all right, I gotta just watch the whole thing. Not right now, but it's killing me not to see it. Before, if I get the chance to see, before I see the Dune 2, I'll do it. If I can get the time, but it's like, I'd really like to do both, like a double feature, but.
I saw this on a Thursday afternoon and then I saw Dune 2 on the next morning. So it was still nice and fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
But I did have a great time with it. And again, as we've said before, this is one of those lovely mixes where it is genuinely, I don't know if you'll agree with this, Deidre, or not. But I think where those of us who've got smaller theaters, smaller in terms of the square footage, might get this more, where it genuinely feels like someone has touched both walls and just pushed it out, pushed the ceiling up, and you feel in the best way like you're in an auditorium. You're no longer in your single skin garage. You're in an auditorium and the room is no longer there. Everything is just huge. And this is one of those films that does that. And it's awesome. Yeah. So whatever anyone might think of the film, that the home theater experience is several notches above your average disc. It is incredible. And I had a great time with it. And again, I did enjoy it, as I said, much more than the first time. So, but again, I'm only saying what everybody knows. We're not new to this, but it's very, very good. So I do recommend it.
VJ in the chat saying, the soundtrack on this runs hot. And what I'd like to ask VJ is, do you run anything hot typically? So you calibrate your room. Do you bump your subs? Do you bump your overheads? Do you bump anything and run it hot? Because I would argue that soundtracks don't run hot. That's just what they are. Even take Lucy, for instance. Lucy is insanely, it's like, wow. So if you're running stuff hot, then that's going to, and like Giles and I had this conversation because I can't, I think it was Oppenheimer. That's what it was, Oppenheimer. And he goes, ah, it's running hot. The base is running hot. And I go, do you boost your base? And he goes, yes. And I go, then it's not hot. You are. So like, if you're running something hot, if you're running your system hot and then things come out too hot, mm-hmm. you got to back it off. You know, you can't blame the track, you know, so. I'd be interested. A lot of people do that. And it was funny that Giles did it of all. Come on, buddy.
Well, he's all about the video, less about the audio, isn't he, Giles?
That's true.
It's, I mean,
he's a soundtrack not all about does. The video. He just got a, whatchamacallit? The, he's been messing around with a Trinov.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Insane.
Oh,
right. And he even said he's like, it did more than he ever imagined it could. So,
VJ so says he doesn't bump any of his channels.
Nice.
Well, for me, VJ, I wouldn't say it runs hot. I don't think it does. I don't think it's OTT. I mean, to give you an example of one that does just lose its mind, that's Halloween Ends. Yeah. That film, just the bass in that is ludicrous.
Yeah,
it's just something's gone wrong on that disc because that just it doesn't matter what level you watch it at. It just seems to want to destroy, just full stop. It's not so much Halloween Ends as Home Theater Ends. You know, but I don't think this runs hot. I think it runs as you want it. It's exactly the kind of mix that you dreamed it would be.
Right.
So for me personally, and I think for most people, but you know, but that's the thing. The thing is, it's, we all listen in different ways. We all have different rooms. Everything sounds different. It's what's kind of fun about it. Yeah, it's a good
issue. So he's saying, VJ's saying, but it is about 5 dB over reference. So, and here's the thing. This is where I have a tough time with that because if you're at reference and it's like those peaks might go higher, right? But if you're at reference and it's like, okay, you set your reference and here it's going to run to this, then that's what they wanted. I remember back on with the Doors when that came out, they wanted that to be extra. They wanted the audience to have that concert going extra loud experience. So that's what they were doing. And that's, I would say the same thing about Dune. It's like, is it going to be a louder experience than everything else? Yeah. But I mean, I get what you're saying, VJ. You're not wrong. You are. I mean, if it averages out and it's 5 dB over, but that's still, I wouldn't consider it hot. It's just what they want, you know? And it's like, I would say, and like you're saying, Steve, it's like, it's not really hot. It's just what it is, you know, kind of like Lucy's loud. And it's like some of them. And if it's too loud for you, you got to back it off a little bit, whatever your typical view or listening choice is. But
you never get the sense that it's out of control. And again, with Halloween Ends, so Mark Perkins says, Halloween Ends, bass extreme, crazy loud, boomy nonsense bass levels. That's a perfect example of it. Cause that soundtrack is out of control. This never feels anything other than controlled. And I'm a big believer in this controlled bass.
And it's part of the story too. A lot of it's part of the story. Like I said, that example I use where the power and you're like, it's giving you that, it's all part and it builds. So it's part of that. They're like, bump it more, then bump it more, because it's going to pull you into the experience too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We'll get to talk in a minute about a movie that is loud.
Well, from what we know so far.
Yeah.
So. All right. Let's see. Where are we going to next here? All right. So we ended on this one here. So I showed you, there we go. This was over the weekend. This was actually Saturday. I didn't take any pictures on Sunday. So here we go. This is Monday morning. We started putting up the roofing because we got rain coming this week. So got to get the roof in. So this is first thing in the morning. We were probably across the house by 8:30. And then by the end of the day, there you go. Back's done.
Wow, look at that.
Front's done. There you go. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so, man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Let me see. Do I have any? Yeah, so that's it. And now allow me to jump ahead to this morning. Boom. There's where you can put your neon sign, Steve.
Yeah. It's just Roadhouse, and then next to that, DJ's Roadhouse.
Yeah, exactly. DJs wrote us. Brightside wrote us. Be happy.
Tell you what.
Till it's time to not be happy.
Be bright. Until it's time to not be bright.
Yeah. To be stupid. Steve,
that's kind of cool. I like that. That's,
it's a house. It's a house. So
I like the kind of gabling there. That's quite cool. So that's a. So is it going to be like a like an A-frame kind
of there? And it's going to go back. You'll see. So this is today. This was first thing this morning, and then we had to come inside. I took a few pictures inside, but the rain started to come. So at this point here. They sent me, this is where I thought I was going to get an opportunity to actually head out and go to see Dune, but we needed to get more of this, green board, the zip for the outside. So I had to go to the store, grab some more. And while they were tacking this up, I shot to the store. But then when I came back, it was pouring. So we got everything inside, and then we all just, everybody just worked inside. So everything you see above here, all this strapping, that's all for the drywall. That's all we did the rest of the day. So it's probably like 9:30, 10 o'clock at this point right here. And then by the time I got back was probably, actually it was, I was back at probably 10:30, right? Mm. And this is what we did all day. We put this strapping up all the way, the full length of the house. This is what I did, starting to put these walls together. So this wall here. Walls. Yep. Mm-hmm. This wall here will go up this way to here. This is my parents' spare room. That's my dad's office. This is the room. This is the door to their bedroom and bathroom. So this wall will go up this way. This wall here will go up here, coming up, separating the room from these stairs. So that's their mud room at the top of these stairs right here. So they come in from the garage there, go through there. So that's what I was doing today. Once we got they're working on the strapping down the other end. I started messing around, building these walls out. And here it is towards the end of the day. And this is the end of the day. This is what we ended up with. So you could see here, like that last peak, that's the last one. So this will come straight across.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's built out separately. So from inside,
it
doesn't change the shape. Right,
nope.
Okay.
No, all these trusses are prefabbed. We have, and it makes it stronger, obviously. So that's, and they send you these, and then we just put this across, then you roof it. So my wife really, this here is when I designed the house, I was like, I'll put this in. So that it does, she's so worried about it looking like a hotel or something from the street because it's 85 feet long. I go, don't worry, I'll put one of these in. And you don't really want gables because they cost more because it's one, it's more material and they are harder to do. So it takes more time. So you, whenever you see a house with like a ton of gables, that's the money right there. Mm. It's just going straight across. That's easy. I mean, you got to have a roof. You're going to build a roof, but this stuff here, this is purely decorative in this room between labor and materials, it's probably like 15 grand between maybe 12, but, and that's at like a builder's cost. And, when you see gables on people, like just a dormer at the roof, it's probably like $8,000 when you figure man hours that it takes to put those in. Cause they take a while.
And if Jen was worried about it looking like a hotel before, wait till she sees the giant off-ramp sign, you know, with the DJs bowling out. I mean, then you're in trouble. Steak Night Tuesdays with, you know, the little stick-on little letters.
So that was that right there is, that's how we ended today. That's the end of the day today. Man. And then tomorrow we'll be back at it. And, like, I'll be back on first thing tomorrow morning. I'll be back on these walls. And we'll probably have most of the wall, a lot of the walls done. Actually, tomorrow might be a shorter day. Some guys have appointments and stuff. So,
Again, I mean, it looks awesome, Deej. And again, I just take a moment to say to it again, there must be some new people in the chat. Cause we can see the numbers. Wanted to take a moment.
So welcome to DJ's home improvement channel. Holy cow. Wow. Let me pull this down here. Yeah, there we go. Wow. Yeah.
That's it. As soon as you start, you know, acting like Home Depot, everybody's kind of on top.
Yeah. Where'd everybody come from? Yeah. It's 6:30. You can see the numbers start to pick up as the hour people are getting out of work, especially over here in the States. Yeah. So, wow. But that's crazy.
Everyone.
We got, who's new? Is Jan new? Jan?
No. He's been in. Jan? He's just dropped in though. Dan Carpenter's dropped in though, who, haven't seen him for a bit.
Danny Speakers.
Buddy. Good old Dan.
Danny Speakers actually knows where the property is. Quiet, Dan. He drove by the other day. He drove by the other day and he's like, hey, nice to see your son-in-law helping because his truck was there. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, hey, all righty. So I don't know if that was Saturday or Sunday. I forget.
But we know that, that Dan is good with his woodworking. Did he not offer to help? I mean, come on. You should have pressed gangs him into
Dan has. A lot of people have. I'm not at that point yet. It's bad enough. Trust me, working with my brother-in-law, I get yelled at every day. Those walls I showed you, they're wrong.
Yeah.
I get yelled at. A few F-bombs thrown here and there. He's like, get it, because he's so particular. He's like, he wants everything perfect.
Yeah, man, I would be the same, but I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't try. I'm like John Brock. In your Takeover Tuesday, Brock said, doesn't he? John says, I did a garage or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you said, some people haven't even done that. And I'm thinking, yeah, me. Not even close.
Let's not say, I mean, I got a pretty good gouge in my thumb right here that I have to glue every day. Probably should have been stitched. We're unpacking some stuff and it's all wrapped. All right. And we got to get it, cut it open and move it. So I cut the, I cut the wrapping and I start pulling it off. And underneath are these braces that we use for, if you look in between the trusses, the metal brackets that go in between to keep them straight. Well, they got these sharp, sharp teeth on them to tack into the truss, right? I didn't know that's what was in there. So I went to grab a handful, like grab something, and it sliced. If you've ever sliced yourself.
Like a cheese grater.
No. Zero resistance. So like when it's super sharp, like a razor, there's no resistance and it just goes in deep and it just keeps on going. And I was like, oh, blood's pouring down my hand. It didn't help that it was raining too, right? So blood's pouring down my hand into my thumb, right? And I'm sitting there and Casey's like, he goes, careful of these right here. They're really sharp. I hold my hand up with all this red coming down. I go, could have used that information 30 seconds ago, right? So nope. We're not done yet. This is DJ's trials and tribulations here. So this morning we're pulling out. So we had a couple of trusses left over. So what we do is we take them apart and we reutilize the lumber. So you got to pull all these and I'm smashing on something with my cat's claw and I'm smashing, trying to get this nail out and my hammer on a full swing ricochets and hits me dead on top of my thumb, busted my thumb. It's no doubt about it. It's broken. I still can't feel it. And that was at 8 o'clock this morning. So broken thumb tip. There's nothing you can do for it. Just numb. And it's going to be numb until for probably a couple of weeks. Cuts over here. I got a broken bottom of my foot. It's so much fun. That wasn't house building. That was working out. So
yeah.
Good times. Good times. I am a physical mess.
You're giving it blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh yeah. You always do. I've shot myself with nail guns. I've cut myself with a chainsaw. I've done it all and you just keep, but it's the fun unless you die and then somebody has a good story at my funeral. Did you believe that? He had his head right up until that last second.
You're a walking one man safety video. What not to do?
Oh yeah, no. OSHA is not happy with me. Which one do you want to do last, Steve? What do you want to
we might as well do the sequel to the one we just did and get that out the way because I'm going to do that quickly because loads of people haven't seen it. So I'll just quickly do that and then we'll do the best of the best.
Because we've got 22 minutes and I think you can squeeze all that in and we'll.
Good
timing here. So, all right. You ready for your final? Well, your Your sequel. What are we talking about? Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, quite. Yeah. Okay. So this is Dune Part 2. Again, apologies for the, I could not find a landscape, picture of Dune 2. So I had to go with that one. Okay. So last week we talked about, and I sought the views of the listeners as to where I should go and see Dune 2, knowing that I would get to see it on Friday. And unusually, there are tickets to all the showings around here. So be it IMAX, 4DX, Super Screen, Screen XL, you know, whatever you want to call it. There are tickets available to all of them. So I did have my choice on Friday. And what I decided to do is to just go and see it locally. And to just go to a normal screen. It was a big screen, but it was a normal one. It wasn't 4DX, wasn't IMAX, wasn't Screen Plus. It was just a normal screen. And I went in, and I don't go to the cinemas very often because I don't like commercial cinemas, as you know, Deej, and older listeners will know as well. I would never set foot in a commercial cinema again if I could get every movie at home, on day and date. So I went in and I sat down, and as soon as I sat down, I immediately regretted my choice because there was a waft of stale cigarettes and body odor from the various people around me, and immediately I'm thinking, oh God, why am I here? But anyway, so I then watched the film. Now, I had been on call the night before. I was very, very tired indeed. I'd been up most of the night, but I thought I've got to see it. So I sat down and I watched it, and I have to admit, I think I fell asleep once. I think I did. But the good news is with this film is you can't sleep through this movie. This film is an alarm clock. And has various alarm clock things throughout the film, because every few minutes the soundtrack just goes wah, and then it's wah, and it wakes you up. You couldn't sleep through that if you tried. So that's good news. So the film, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it more at home. Of that, there's no doubt. But I did enjoy it. It's a different movie to the first one. There is more going on. The story is quite a bit more complex this time round.
Right, because everything's established or molded.
Yeah, quite. And this is from what I understand. Again, bearing in mind we've established I haven't read the books and I'm not a Dune fan, but this is clearly The Empire Strikes Back to the trilogy that is coming. And so, it's a more complex story. There is more to it, but I did enjoy it. Notwithstanding the circumstances in which I saw it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it again at home because I know I will like it more. And already, as we always do, as you're watching it, you're thinking, that's going to be awesome in home cinema. Oh my God, that's going to sound great at home. And but, you know, are you doing that as you go through?
Isn't that what movie theaters are for everybody listening and watching?
It's an advert. Right
now? Like that's exactly. We've said that so many times. It's like you go to the theater, even going with my son and my son-in-law now, it's like Joe and Craig are like, that's going to be awesome at home. And you're like, and that's what it is. It's like, and most of the time we're like, it's going to be better at home. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because even the best like Dolby Cinema or the best sound systems, they can do everything as best as they can. But when the room is that big, it makes it harder for you to be able to hear everything with the same clarity that we can hear here at, in our theaters because your speakers are closer. There's details you can pull out that you just can't do no matter how many times you see it in the theater. You're like, it's just not the same.
Not quite. Well, absolutely. And also the video is better at home. You know, I mean, it's blurry. Yeah. It's not, the black levels aren't that great. You know, there were issues there. At least in the way I saw it. But I did enjoy it. I think there are issues with it. It's not a perfect film by any means. Again, I feel the same about this as I do the first one. I get why people love it. I understand that, but I don't love it. I did enjoy it and I can't wait to get the disc and see it again. And I would enjoy it more, I'm sure, at home, but you know, there are problems. It is very, very overwrought. Like there is just everything in this is of galactic importance, you know, and I can't help but think as I'm going through this,
the movie about it.
Well, I was found myself saying, you know, come on, Paul, take a day off, mate, you know, go to the beach, go and take a bucket in Spade, make some sandcastles, have a day off, buddy, you know, cause it's just very serious. So I just need some levity in this, then there's none. So, you know, but it is good. It's an okay movie. It's well worth seeing. And, you know, I'm not buying into people calling it the greatest sequel ever. it's not, in my view. You know, that's still, you know, Aliens, T2, obviously. You know, movies like that that are still better sequels.
Empire Strikes Back. Godfather 2 was mentioned too. A lot of people are putting it up there. With that. I know, not by you, but I'm just saying, like, oh, the Empire Strikes Back, you know, Aliens, you know, stuff like that. It's like,
yeah, quite.
Die Hard 2. No, I'm just kidding.
let's not go too far.
Just kidding.
But it's so I it is good and it's worth seeing. It did play loud. I mean, we were talking about earlier, you know, an over the top sound. I mean, it is ludicrously loud. Those wah noises are, you know, like if the rapture ever comes, I imagine that's what it's going to sound like. But anyone that's seen Dune 2 won't realize it because it just sounds the same.
Yeah.
So as the trumpets do sound, you'll just be like, oh, it's Dune 3. Oh, great. Because it is just so loud. It is crazy. Yeah. And I'm mindful of the old man syndrome. I'm mindful of the, oh, you know, in my day, movies didn't have to be this loud. So I'm mindful that maybe that's me, but I am seeing a lot of people saying it's just loud. And interestingly, the IMAX cinema that I would have gone to, John Thompson, sent me a message earlier in the week. He has heard from someone. He was being quite coy, which is not like John. So I suspected someone very well placed who, was saying that particular cinema, it is ear splittingly loud. To the point where and that's what I had during Dunkirk. So if it's like that with this, bear in mind it is loud anyway. You'd have hearing problems. I think at the end of it, you'd literally have tinnitus, you know, leaving the theater, and that's not what it's supposed to be. I don't think it's an endurance test. So you know, I'm very glad I saw it how I did. So yeah, overall though, really good, and you know, go see it. Everyone is anyway. It's a bit of a cultural phenomenon. So it's like Oppenheimer and Barbie, you know, you kind of have to have seen it. But you know, it's worth it and roll on the third one. You know, I'm looking forward to the June Messiah. Is it? I think so. See how we go. Well, this is it, Keith. You see, I get that. I'm wary of that because I can remember my dad saying stuff like that, you know,
so for people listening to the audio only later, you're too old. It's true.
But the problem is because we've been listening to things too loud, we're so deaf now that you know, you would conflate it with being old. But yeah, this is just, there's louder than there's loud.
Yeah. Well, and that maybe that gets to the fact that, like we were saying before, like Vijay was saying, like these run hot. But then if you run, they probably mix this similarly to Dune, right? But you get into a theater like the one you're at that's not properly calibrated and you're like, holy cow. And everybody, they're like, oh, we just turn it to the certain number over here. We don't know what we're doing. And it is going to come out too loud. And that's why we have our theaters. Are you seeing that number too, buddy?
I did. Yeah. No, I was about to say that. Is that because we mentioned June?
I don't know.
Is there some algorithm somewhere pointing the world at us?
Well, it's not like all of a sudden people are like, exactly like that. But, I'll bring that number down. Keith, did you hear my story? Keith had this comment. I started. He's like, I love the smell of people's feet when they take their shoes off. I've told that story on the show where the guy next to me took his shoes off, kicked back, I'm like, what are people are just so ignorant of other people around. Like you're in a packed movie theater. It was like an opening night and the guy took his feet off, I wish he took his feet off, took his shoes off. All right.
There's a famous movie critic over here called Mark Kermode, who says the problem with behavioral issues in theaters is that we've turned our living rooms into theaters and our theaters into living rooms.
Right.
And the idea, and so people's behavior, it morphs between the two. So when you can, you know, you've got a table and you've got food being delivered to your table, you've got all this stuff going on. People think they're at home, and at home you take your shoes off. So it's all a bit.
My wife and I did that. We have a cinema at Patriot Place over in Foxborough, and they'll bring you order food. They'll come out the waist, and you're sitting in the balcony above, and we saw Atomic Blonde, and we had a decent time, But that's not the movie. I wanted the theater experience for Atomic Blonde, right? Go see a comedy. Mm-hmm. And then I'd sit and like, we saw Borat in a similar situation. Yeah. And that was a good time. I mean, you're not like waiting for the, you don't have to concentrate, you know? So, or at least I don't. I kind of got it, but, all right. Let's keep things moving here. This is a big one. I wanted to watch this. I wanted to join you. I've had this. I've owned this on 4K on the Kaleidoscape for a while. And I've been, speaking of which, people are saying in the chat back here, like they've already ordered Dune 2. Yep. I bought it day one, bought it on Kaleidoscape. They bring, you know, cause you know, when it's digital like that, you got to make sure you get your copy. You don't want them to sell out.
First in line, as John says.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's gotta get it. Gotta get it. So, here's a big one. This is the big one. And I'm really interested to hear what you're saying, what you think of the 4K experience. So let's go.
Okay. So now you can see the pinnacle of my 16:9 picture taking.
Yeah.
Look, it's all in the middle. Yeah. I quite like that. Okay. I was quite proud of that picture.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Sad as that may seem.
Alrighty, even the eye color, you nailed it. It's like perfect aperture, everything. Black levels are good. Steve, I'm going to have you come over here and take my pictures.
from the roof of the, of the new house and down into the hole. Okay. Not that hole, Deej. No. Alrighty. So this is the 1997 Stone Cold Classic Face Off. And you kind of have to say it that way, especially when you've seen the film. You can't just say Face Off. It's Face.
Yeah, it's not a hockey movie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. So this is another American import. This is the Kino Lorber special edition, which I had to import. There's no sign of it coming out here. And I thought, do you know what? I need to get this because I like this film and I think most people do. And I hadn't seen it in a long time, although I did have the Blu-ray. Film's great. Still just as good. I mean, it's silly when, you know, it doesn't really make sense and the technology doesn't quite work. And, you know, but you kind of park all that to one
Are
side.
Are you saying you can't really do that?
Yes, amazingly. Yeah. But I think if you kind of think about it, it's all silly. But
if they shot it in Spain, you wouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Oh, then it'd be face. It would be a totally different kind of F off. So, it's great fun. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it. I've seen it so many times, but it has been a while. And I had I was going to say a blast, but that's not a good pun. I really did enjoy seeing this again. It's such a good film. It rattles along. Everyone is having a great time in this. And I personally, for me, it's a Travolta and Nicolas Cage. Pinnacle for both of them. I think this is them at their absolute. Everyone is giving it their A game in this. So it's still great. Now, what you really want to know about is the theater experience. This is in, so it's 4K UHD, it's with HDR. Not Dolby Vision, I don't think. If it is, I wouldn't know. I don't use Dolby Vision, but I don't think it is. And it comes with DTS HD 5.1 MA up next to NeuralX. So, video, one word, exceptional.
Really?
This is everything you could reasonably want from this movie. It's an original camera negative remaster, and it shows from front to back. It is gorgeous. So you've got grain, but it's really fine. But the detail levels, the color on there, it is awesome. And there are shots in this that defy its age. I put a shot up on Twitter of there's a close up of John Travolta's eye at one point. And I mean, all the way through, I've been like, oh my God. Okay. Thanks, Dom. So it is Dolby Vision. I mean, I don't use Dolby Vision, Dom. So it's never anything I think about.
Yeah.
But thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate that, buddy. So there are shots in this all the way through it. I'm thinking that looks gorgeous. That looks amazing. But on this one particular shot, I thought I'm not doing this any favors if I don't put this up. So I took a photo of it. If you go onto my Twitter feed, you'll see it on there. Every little pore on John Travolta's around his eyes, on his nose, on his brow, of his forehead is perfect. You can see it all. And it really is incredible. The explosions, of course, are all beautifully kind of, you know, yellow and black and all the different things. They look amazing. And then you get the audio. Now, I did not expect, I hoped, but right. I did not expect that it would be this good. The wow. audio from second one is awesome. And you get that nice kind of musical, lyrical kind of opening, don't you? That dun, 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 and get that kind of thing of the merry-go-round thing, whatever you call it. Carousel, you guys, I think we call yeah. it. And you get
merry-go-round.
But then yeah. suddenly, well, yeah, when you first see Travolta, the music suddenly sort of kicks in with a bass note and the whole room just comes alive and you're just like, oh, okay, this is what we're in for, are we? And yes, we are. And the whole movie just goes on. Yes, we are. I'll answer my own question. And it just goes on and on and on. And a special note at the end where you get this massive chase at the end and obviously the boats and everything else, the explosions on this do something which I've not noticed in a movie for a long time. What they do, and it'll be interesting when you do watch it, so what they do is you get the explosion. You get the flame, of course, the flame that comes up. But listen yeah. out, because it billows. So the sound, you get your explosion in on screen in the distance, but it billows. The sound goes up and billows across the top of the screen. And there's about four or five big explosions in this last big battle, and it billows each time. So it goes from the front up and over, and you can hear the flames and the explosion yeah. going right the way across the room. And I haven't noticed that for a long time. It's really noticeable, though, how they do it in this. And it's very cool. And of course, you get the great stuff with the birds. And obviously, it's a John Woo movie. So you get your doves and pigeons and everything else flying around, and they all fly and move around the room as well. It is a fantastic track and a reference DTS HD Neural X track, because it just sounds amazing. So I had a brilliant time with this. I know I've waxed lyrically about every movie this week, but I've had an incredible week in the cinema room.
Yeah.
It really is. Each one has been amazing. So really, really pleased with this. So, yeah. But, you know, if you can get this disc, guys, we're over here. Import it. If you're in the US, you've got no excuse. go and pick it up.
You said it's Kino Lorber.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is on Kaleidoscape 4K, same DTS. Oh, okay. Yep. Same DTS mix. I've had it for a while, but like Keith here, Keith saying in the chat, Steve, I love you, but you have some bad taste in certain movies. Face Off was bad. And I don't want to say I agree with him, but that's one of the reasons I didn't jump right in. I bought it as soon as it became available. Like the day it was on Kaleidoscape in 4K, I was like, thank you. I grabbed it. But I already own Broken Arrow. I'd like to see that one get up. The other Travolta movie. I'd like to, and Christian Slater, John Woo movie with the butterflies and the slow-mo, all that fun stuff. But this one here, this to me is kind of like, Moonfall, right? Like, you're like, this is ridiculous, but it's such a fun home theater movie. I had this on Laserdisc. I shouldn't say had. I have this on Laserdisc from 97. And it's like, I mean, you also have to remember, like, Pulp Fiction was Travolta's big comeback. Up until then, it was like, what did he do before then?
Look Who's Talking. Look Who's Talking To.
Yeah. And even that was like, I mean, he obviously had Saturday Night Fever and like, you know, Welcome Back, Kotter back in the day. But he kind of disappeared for a while or went into Look Who's Talking. But Pulp Fiction was his big breakthrough. And then he starts going back into like, this was 3 years later. I can't remember if Broken Arrow was before or after.
I think Broken Arrow was first, and then this was after. I think. Yeah.
But
even
these would all be considered like those popcorn, like, okay. But they're great home theater movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we said at the beginning of the show, and we're going to say it again, this is what this show's about. It's like, let's get this stuff out, blow the dust off it, and like crank it up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it is silly. But I love the overacting in this. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Nicolas Cage kind of overacting of late. Whereas I think
them trying to act like each other.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, I think there's some fun to be had there.
Yeah. I saw it in the theater and you're like, that was stupid. But it was so fun.
But this is if you're going to see it again, see it like this, because it sounds and looks incredible. And again, as I said, I genuinely recommend anyone, if you're wondering, go to my Twitter feed, have a look it up. It was a couple of days ago. You will see this image, and anyone looking at that isn't like, holy crap. You know, I mean, again, it's obviously only an illustration, but I promise you it looks every bit as good as that picture suggests it does. It is stunning looking. So, I'm so glad I've got this in 4K. And it'll make me watch it again several times.
Yeah. I was trying to get to it this week because I saw you had this fairly early on, didn't you? Before the weekend. And I was like, if I could just get in to see that. It's 2 hours. It's like 2:15, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Right? There's a lot to it. You kind of see why.
Yeah.
There's twists and turns.
I'm not complaining, but it's like, but I was like, I'm trying to like budget it in, you know, and you can't do it, but that's awesome. Wow.
This is cool. Such a good week.
Yeah. Your good week. The chat exploded. Great conversations. This, I'll be back next week with maybe a movie or two and more house talk. Steve, are you going to have a good week next week, or you can't beat this week? There's no way.
I don't think I can. Think I will. But there are some still very cool discs in this little pile that still need to be seen.
I didn't even get to talk about Daredevil. That's what I am watching every morning, and we'll save that for next week then. But it is a great home theater experience. Daredevil, the show on Disney Plus. So, I'm up to like episode 7, I think, right now, but all right. We got to get out of here. I've got to get to bed. Steve's got to get to bed. We're 5 hours apart, but we're both exhausted, and have to be up early in the morning again.
Ooh, yeah.
So thank you everybody in the chat. Thank you everybody. I will get to the patrons. I promise you as soon as I get an opportunity, but you guys are awesome. I know you understand all the messages that I've received, like DJ, you do you, DJ, you know, keep positive. That's what you do. All of the great stuff. Thank you for all the support. And even coming on here completely exhausted, really, this is like when you're sitting down, it's like the hardest thing to do. But once you start talking, you know, you're just like, this is what I love doing it, and it cheers me up. So thank you everybody. Rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff, Patreon, that slot, whatever. Thank you very much. Thank you everybody. Let's get out of here, Steve. And, what do you got to do?
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.